Do keep that Bible passage open. I'm speaking from it. We're going to learn about prayer. We're going to learn what Jesus has to say about prayer. Now, the first thing I've got to ask is a question. It's a slightly trick question. It has to do with a famous set of books that have been made into films. Are you ready? Do you know who this is? Hands up. Who is it? It's not Harry Potter. Daniel Radcliffe is the right answer. You see, that was Daniel Radcliffe pretending to be Harry Potter. Should we try again? Who knows who this is? Slightly less hands up this time. Nick knows at the back. Emma Watson, he's right. That's Emma Watson pretending to be Hermione Granger. In fact, there she is. Right, you see, actors have got a really interesting job, haven't they? They're paid to pretend to be people they aren't. That's what acting is, and when actors make films, they can be really convincing, and they make people who watch them laugh and even be sad and cry. Have you ever cried watching a film? I have. Last try, let's try. Who's this? All right. Who does his voice? That's the question I'm asking. No, you see, not very many people know that. Chris, do you know? Mike Myers is right. That's the guy who does his voice. You wouldn't know. You don't know him. I cried when I watched this film. And he wasn't even a real person pretending to be someone else. It was just a bit of plastic. Anyway, amazing, isn't it, that people who are only pretending, and we know they are, can make us laugh and cry. That's acting, and that's fine. But acting is not fine when it comes to God. He wants us to be just the people we are and no pretending. No trying to look good in front of other people. Now, I hope you've all got a piece of paper with some pictures on it. And you've got a picture of Daniel Radcliffe there, who's pretending to be Harry Potter. Now, I'd like you, grown-ups as well. Lucy, there's pens down here. There's more bits of paper down there. Can we hand them out? Anybody who hasn't got one, put your hand up and we'll pass them to you. I'd like you to draw lines between the points I make and the pictures that go with them as neatly as you can. Now, can you see on the left-hand side, prayer is not pretending. That's the first one. Now, Daniel Radcliffe is pretending to be Harry Potter, so you could draw a line to him. We're going to do that all the way through my talk. You need to draw lots of nice, neat lines. Grown-ups, you can help your youngsters to do it. Can you see where it says no pretending? Draw a line to Harry. It's Daniel Radcliffe pretending. Okay, that's the first one. Do you think you can tell when someone's pretending to be your friend, but they aren't? Do you think you can? If somebody says, oh, hi, nice to see you, come in, let's go and play with my toys upstairs. That sounds nice. But they're only saying it when a grown-up's watching, and when the grown-up's not watching anymore, they ignore you and they play all by themselves. Then you know they're only pretending to be your friend. How would you like it if someone treated you like that? You wouldn't, would you? Well, God doesn't want people just pretending to be his friends. He wants real friends. But the question is, how can we tell if someone is a real friend of God's or not? Well, I can't. You see, we might be able to see and listen to two different people who put their hands together and they close their eyes and they say a prayer. Dear God, please help me to have friends. Amen. And two people could say that out loud, even the same words, and we wouldn't be able to tell what was going on inside, whether they were really talking to God or just saying words to look nice in front of other people. You wouldn't know. But God knows because he sees. He sees what is done in secret. And there's no more secret place than inside your own heads. I can't tell what you're thinking. Right now, I can't. I can't tell if you're listening even. You might be listening, or you may be thinking about something else. I can't see into your head, but God can. And he can tell if we're pretending when we do lots of things at church or at home. But the only one I'm talking about today is prayer. And just like you not liking it when friends pretend and they say things they don't mean, God doesn't want us to either. saying things out loud that sound like praying, but they're not praying at all. He doesn't want people pretending. So that's the first thing. What is prayer? Well, we heard from Stu earlier, prayer is talking to God, telling him things, asking him for things, and we'll see that in a moment. But there is a problem. Normally when I speak to someone, I can see them, but I can't see God. Is that a problem? Tell me, what was the last time you spoke to someone you couldn't see? Hands up if you can tell me a time when you spoke to someone you couldn't see. Andrew, on the telephone, you see, brilliant. You speak to people on the telephone all the time when you can't see them. Or maybe it wasn't a speak, it was a shout, and you said, "Mom," from the other side of the house. Does anybody do that? You can't see them, but they can hear you. So you know you can speak to God even though you can't see him. It's all right. You do it already. Speaking to God whom you can't see. Now, there's another line you need to draw. Prayer is not pretending. We've had that. God sees what's going on inside. And prayer is speaking to God whom you can't see, like speaking on a telephone. Can you draw the line? Everybody done it? Talking to God whom you can't see, like speaking on the telephone. Hope your pens are working. You can talk to God at any time, day or night. Some people don't like being rung up in the middle of the night, but God doesn't mind. You can talk to God in any place, at home or at school or at work or on the way somewhere. You can't use your mobile phone in school, can you? You're not allowed. But you can talk to God anytime, in bed or on your bike. And that's one very cool thing about prayer. That's why I put this next picture in. It's easy. This man is riding his bike while using his telephone. But he's in a bit of a dangerous position because he's taken his hands off the handlebars in order to use his telephone. Prayer is better than that because you don't have to take your hands off the handlebars. It's good, isn't it? You can just easily talk to God anytime you like. You can say things in your head and God will hear you. You can do that, can't you? Should we practice? I want you to think of something that you want for Christmas in your head, not out loud, and in your head, ask me for it. Okay, I'm going to do an experiment. I want you to try and think in your head what you want for Christmas and say in your head, "Tim, I want a Lego Starfighter," or whatever, in your head. And I'm going to try and listen. Shall we see if it works? Are you thinking of something you want for Christmas in your head? The bad news is I can't hear you. I've got to hear you speak out loud. But God doesn't. He can hear you inside your head. Isn't that cool? Anything you say, God can hear inside your head. The good news is we can have a practice. Why don't we have a practice? Why don't you say, "Dear God, please could I have dot, dot, dot for Christmas? Amen." Don't say it out loud. Go. Now there you go. If you did that, you just prayed in your head to God and he heard you. Now, the matter of motives is another thing. We're going to talk about that in a minute. Prayer, Jesus said, you don't have to say your prayers lots of times. It can be easy. If you've drawn the line for easy, easier than a phone call, and it can be short. It doesn't have to be long. You don't have to keep asking. God knows what you want even before you ask him. You don't need to twist his arm by going on and on and on and on and on and on. Saying blah, 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 blah. You can just pray a short prayer and God hears you. Have you drawn the line to that bit where it says blah, 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 blah? Prayer can be short. Okay? Got that? Now, have you ever been talking to someone on the telephone and then their voice goes all crackly and then you can't hear them anymore? Have you had that? Or your mum and dad had that? Or maybe you were driving and you were in the car and your mum and dad was driving. And then somebody was speaking on the phone and you went through a tunnel and then suddenly you couldn't hear him anymore. That means you went through a black spot. There are some places where you can't speak to people on mobile phones because you're in a black spot. Maybe in a tunnel or high up on a mountain or away from built-up areas. There are no black spots with prayer. Can you see my black spots? There's a black spot. Can you draw the line to the black spot? There are no black spots. God hears you anytime, anywhere, all the time, everywhere. And God knows what you need even before you ask him. And so God hears you wherever you are, and you can think of this. He can listen to billions of prayers at the same time. Have you ever tried to speak on the telephone to two people? Had two phones going at once? I find that a little bit hard and a bit embarrassing. God can do it with billions of people. He's very, very cool like that. Okay, have you got what prayer is? Prayer is talking to God. It's easier than a phone call. There are no black spots. You can pray anytime about anything. You don't have to wait to get through. There's never an engaged tone. God's always listening. But maybe you're saying, that's okay, but I don't know what to pray. Can you help me? Well, I can. I can help by taking us to the very bit of the Bible we heard read earlier, Jesus telling people how to pray. And the very first thing he says about prayer is you need to remember who you're talking to. Okay, can everyone stand up for a moment? I'd like you all to say hello to everybody around you by their first name. Now, if you don't know their first name, you have to ask it. Go. Can anyone tell me who is in charge of the United Kingdom? Who knows this man's name? William? It's David Cameron. Now, wouldn't it be cool if you could go up to him and say, "Hi, Dave." But you don't know him well enough, do you? You'd have to say, "Hello, Prime Minister," if you saw him. Or what about this chap? Anybody know him well enough to say, "Hi, Barak"? No, what do you have to call him? Mr. President, I think. Mr. President of the United States. What about God, who's in charge of them? He's even more important than them. Do you have to call God Mr. God? I think the amazing thing is that God says right here that the person who flung the stars into space, who created the universe, who made everything, including Barak and Dave, invites you to call him Father. He invites you to call him Dad. You're allowed to say Father. Do you remember when Jesus taught the Lord's Prayer? What's the very first thing he said you could call God? Our Father in heaven. Now, my father currently is in Kenya. So he's my father in Kenya. Now, you probably know where your dads are. Maybe you're sitting next to them. They're your father sitting next to you. But isn't it great that you can speak to your Father in heaven when you pray? Like a father, he longs to hear from his children. Who writes letters or notes to their mum or dad? Who's ever done that? A letter or a note or even a birthday card? Come on, you've all done that, haven't you? Don't your parents love it when you write notes to them? And it's really nice when you say thank you to them. And you say things to them, they're interested. They want to know how you feel and what you're concerned about. They like to hear you speak to them. It's just like that with our Father in heaven. Like the best dad ever, God is always listening. He's completely trustworthy. He never makes mistakes. He can do anything. And he wants you to call him Dad. Have you written the line between call him Father and Dad? Have you all done that? Okay, how to pray. Three simple things. This is near the end, and I'm going to just teach these, and then we're going to stop, and we're going to sing a last song. Three simple things. The Lord's Prayer. You need to think about God first, other people second, and yourself last. Who's made a present list for Christmas? Now, we tried to make a present list in our family, and we wrote down the names of all the people who needed presents and we were going to see at Christmas. And we had little boxes for each person. And we filled in the boxes. But guess what? Guess whose boxes got filled in first? Ours. We wrote down what we want first. And guess whose boxes haven't got anything written in them still? All the other people. Didn't write anything for anyone else. We wrote down what we want. Well, when we talk to God, he wants us to think about him first, others second, and ourselves last. Not like a present list. You know the Lord's Prayer, don't you? Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Who knows it off by heart? Who could say it like a poem? Well, it's good that you can say it like a poem, but I want to say that the Lord's Prayer is not a poem. It's not a present list. It is more like a recipe. Now, recipes are what you use to cook a meal. If you want a nice meal at the end, sorry, it's not a recipe. That's what I meant to say. If you want a nice meal at the end, you need the right ingredients, and then you need to add them in the right order, and then you get a nice cake at the end. So if you think, if I just say the Lord's Prayer right, then I'll get all this stuff, it's not like that. I wonder if you can see the pattern in the Lord's Prayer. There is a pattern. Those three bits to the pattern. The bit about God, the bit about others, and the bit about us. The first thing in the pattern we're to pray is about God. We say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. What does that mean? Well, that means that we know that God is God. He's maker of everything, and his name deserves to be more famous than Daniel Radcliffe or Barack Obama. We're telling our Father that he's the person the world needs to know and respect and thank and love. Maybe we can think of places in the world where people don't love God, places where they worship other things. God's name is not being hallowed in those countries, and we should be sad about that, and we should say, Lord God, may your name be known all over the world. That's the pattern at the beginning of our prayer. Still thinking about God, Jesus wants us to pray for God's kingdom to come. Who can think of some kingdoms in the world? Put your hand up if you can think of some kingdoms. There's one, very easy one. Andrew? The United Kingdom, that's the easy one. Who can think of another one? Mark? Bhutan. Another one? Brunei. Those places have got kings. And those kings are the most important people in charge of those countries. When we say, Your kingdom come, God, we're saying we think you're the most important person in the world and we want you to be in charge of everybody in the world. That's what we're saying. The longer they go on, the more things people are to hand over to Jesus. We want people to say, You're in charge now. And so that's where we start thinking of others. Let's put this down a bit. Thinking about God, his name being famous all over the world, and his kingdom coming. Well, now let's think about other people. People you know. People you go to school with. People you are friends with. People who are relatives. What you want to do is think about them and think about how they can have God more in charge of their life. Please, God, help Uncle Bert to trust you. Please, God, help my friend at school to stop being a bully and to be able to trust you. That's what it means for God's kingdom to come in someone's life. So that would be a great prayer to pray in the middle of the Lord's Prayer. Your kingdom come. Maybe you could pray for people who are your neighbours, who sit round you at school, all those sorts of things. Last bit. Well, not quite. Your will be done. That's thinking about others as well. God's will, his plan for the whole world, is that everybody recognizes Jesus as king. So we need to pray that other people recognize Jesus as king, and that we do too. That's what it means, your will be done. How do we know what God's will is? We need to read our Bibles, listen to God's word, see what it says. In heaven, everything will be perfect. There'll be no sadness or crying or pain or meanness or naughtiness. That's what God's will is for the world. And if that's what he wants, then let's aim for it now. Please, God, help us to be more like heaven on earth. Last of all, we think about ourselves. First thing, interestingly, God says for you to think about is lunch. He does. He says, give us today our daily bread. When you're thinking about yourselves, God is concerned for you to have food, somewhere to live, and clothes to wear. Give us our daily bread. So we can pray for us, giving thanks that we've got lunch in front of us, or food, or somewhere to live. We can give thanks to God. We need to pray that daily. Practical, down-to-earth, normal things. And then he says for the spiritual things, the things we need more than anything else. Do you know what it is? What's the thing that God says human beings need more than anything else? And we need to pray for every day. It's in the Lord's Prayer. Let's see if you can find it. Look down at chapter 6, verse 12. What does it say? I'd like a youngster to find the verse and read it out. Chapter 6, verse 12. What's the thing that God says we need more than anything else and need to ask him for? Joshy, do you know? Forgive us our sins. He got it right. We need to ask God to forgive us because we do bad things. Please, God, forgive us. And if we're being forgiven by God, should we be bitter towards anybody else? We shouldn't. We should forgive other people. And that's what the rest of the prayer says. Okay. There it is. I hope you'll take these home. Maybe stick it on your fridge. And maybe when you have a prayer time with your mum or dad, you can think about God first, others next, and yourself last. And you can remember, you can pray at any time. You talk to God whom you can't see. No pretending, no black spots. It's easier than a phone call. You don't even have to take your hands off the handlebars. It can be short, and you should call him Father. Let me pray a final prayer for God's blessing. Father in heaven, thank you that you are listening right now to this prayer. Thank you, it doesn't have to be long. Thank you that you ask us to talk to you and get us to call you Father. Please help us to pray in the way that you've said about you for others and then for ourselves. Amen.